Not a lot of non-commercial action over the next few days. The Laurel and Hardy fan club will meet with the feature Great Guns and the shorts Liberty and Max Davison in Pass the Gravy at 6:30 in Calvary Methodist Church, 2525 North Rock Road, on Friday the 12th. And the Murdoch Theater at 536 North Broadway has Handsome Harry, about how the memory of a crime stifles the lives of Steve Buscemi, John Savage, Aidan Quinn, and others, partly because they cannot forgive, at 8 tonight and tomorrow in the Metropolitan Opera on screen with Don Pasquale, Saturday at noon and Sunday at 2. And commercially, we have a heck of a cast and a historic original in Tyler Perry's adaptation of Endozaki Shange's 1974 Obie Award-winning play for colored girls who have considered suicide when the rainbow is enough, called in the screen version, written and directed by Perry, just for colored girls. The cast includes Sandy Newton, Kimberly Elise, Kerry Washington, Loretta Devine, Felicia Rashad, Whoopi Goldberg, Janet Jackson, and Anika Noni Rose. All big names in black movies, but not all known to me. And the play is such a classic that Tyler Perry, who is better known for slapstick comedies featuring himself as an overweight female named Medea, posted a website letter saying in part, "I understand the historical importance of this project and treated it that way," unquote. What changes he made, I do not know, but I'm told that the play was pretty minimal theater involving practically a bare stage and only the most essential characters. The movie for colored girls is a full-dress movie, but with some very stagey elements. For one thing, it's full of highly dramatic speeches of the kind that won Academy Award nominations for Viola Davis in Doubt and Virginia Madsen in Sideways, a few of them directed straight out to the audience, all satisfactorily delivered, but none, I suspect, of Oscar quality. The only other experimental elements in For Colored Girls are at the beginning and under the titles, and are very good indeed. But the basic material is almost stereotypes, and has been suggested as being too 1974. There are half a dozen plot lines, rather cleverly but not dramatically effectively related, and they are too similar. All the men are vile gutter scum, and all the women are victims of them with almost no hope of justice or even escape. Like Waiting to Exhale, For Colored Girls seems unaware of the possibility of women living without men if such shabby specimens as these are the best available. The women, even Janet Jackson as a veritable tycoon, seem to have no other interest than men, at least none that give them satisfaction. No art, no politics, no business that we can see much of, no hobbies. There's no concern with the glass ceiling that Jackson seems to have passed beyond, or of equal pay for equal work, or for any but the most blunt and gross kinds of sexual harassment, or for equality before the law. The women aren't as varied as they may have seemed almost 36 years ago, certainly not as liberated. I hope For Colored Girls is out of date, though by no means all the women I have consulted think it is. And every plot line and practically every character has to have an ending complete with closing speech, which leads to one ending after another before the next one that precedes the one that is not the last. I suspect women will like For Colored Girls, especially the Waiting to Exhale set, but it's not my cup of tea. Jim Erickson, over and out.